Tell those two to hurry up, will you, D4?
At once, Count Gora.
No need, we're here.
About time. The sooner we get this done, the better.
The sooner we get this done? You're talking about Mother's funeral.
Damn circus.
How can you say that?
Please don't make a scene, Lady Jinza. The CAM droids are watching.
What did I tell you?
Let's just play the grieving family and get back home. I have a race tonight.
I'm not playing, Ramil.
Good for you. D4, inform the newsnet to focus on my daughter. She's the best bet if it's tears thereafter.
Monster.
Now, you know what he's like.
And you're just as bad. Racing, today of all days.
It's what Mother would have wanted.
Memory stone, sir? To remember your loved one?
No, thank you. We don't need any of your funeral tat. Damned grief mongers.
He's just trying to make a living, Ramil.
Vultures, the lot of them. Jenza, now what are you looking for?
Nothing. I'm just seeing which of the houses have sent representatives.
Every single one, if they know what's good for them, great and small. You know, Father, he'll be taking notes.
And now we commit Countess Anya to her ancestors. She will rest here in their company in the Sereno Vault. But before we light the final flame, her daughter, Lady Jenza, would like to say a few words.
What? D4, what's going on? This wasn't part of the ceremony.
No, it certainly was not. I worked long and hard on the order of service.
What in the seven gods is she thinking?
On behalf of my father, I would like to thank so many of you for coming here today.
On behalf of her father? Ha! Of all the nerve!
My mother would be proud to see so many of the houses represented today. You honor her and us with your presence.
Like they had any choice.
Not only because she could walk with our ancestors, but because she could look up and see Sereno in the sky. That planet was her life. She worked tirelessly, caring for those less fortunate than us.
Most of the planet, then.
Caring for the outsider. She...
Now what's wrong with the girl? What's she looking at?
Over there. By the Demichi Memorial. It can't be.
It is. I don't believe it. How dare he come here?
Count, please. People are looking.
I'm sorry. As I was saying, my mother was a compassionate woman. She cared passionately for the outsider and for the lost.
Don't make me laugh.
Now what?
Sorry?
It's all right for you, Lady Jenza, standing there in your furs. But what about the rest of us? If your mother cared so much, why didn't she stop the Assembly taking our jobs?
Yeah, where was she then?
Damn protesters. This is an outrage. Haka! Haka, do something!
This is my mother's funeral.
Might as well bury the entire planet.
You've said enough. It's time for us to be heard. Hear our voice! Hear our voice!
They're everywhere. They planned this.
Please! This is not the time. We can talk about this.
Like hell we can. Get her off the comm.
Lady Jinza, please, take your seat.
Now listen. This is a disgrace. You dishonor my wife. You dishonor my family.
You dishonored us when you brought in all those droids.
Oh dear.
We won't stand for it anymore, you hear? It's time for a reckoning. Hear our voice. Hear our voice.
Maniacs!
Count Gora, are you all right?
What do you think? They're throwing rocks! Where's Harker's security?
I doubt it was deemed necessary, Your Grace.
Not necessary? Luckily, I plan ahead. This is Gora. Send them in. Send them in now.
My hand went to my lightsaber as the mob surged forward.
We need to do something.
No, Dooku. It's not our place.
That's exactly what it is. That's my family out there. They're in danger.
And what do you intend to do about it?
We are peacekeepers, aren't we? We keep the peace.
The argument became moot as the hover tanks approached, their doors swinging open.
I don't believe it. Are those?
Security droids.
At a funeral?
This can't happen.
Father, what is this?
Protection. Surround the protesters.
Order confirmed.
Father, we need to get out of here.
The Holonet wanted a show. Well, we'll damn well give them one. A show of strength.
Protesters, desist.
Like hell we will!
This unit has been struck. Protect the family. Open fire.
Confirmed.
No! Wait!
Dooku?
It was hardly the reunion I had hoped for. You all standing open-mouthed as I positioned myself between the droids and the protesters.
What is the meaning of this?
I could ask the same question, Father.
One word. That's all it took. One powerful word. I felt the ripple going around the crowd, the surprise and speculation, the other houses wondering if they'd heard correctly.
Dooku! Stop this!
No, Master. I need to understand what's happening here.
What's happening? Those damn robots, that's what's happening. When they're not pointing blasters at us, they're working the mines, transporting the ore, serving his kind.
They're serving Sereno.
Your Grace, may I suggest that your guard stand down?
No, you may not.
They're not even the guard. He disbanded the guard and brought in machines. More lives ruined so he can line his pockets.
People are starving. His people. Not that he cares.
Father, is this true?
I'm not your father.
Is it true?
Is that what you're going to do, freak? You're going to cut me down where I stand? Droids, shoot him!
It all happened so fast. The droids' blasters coming up. The screams from the crowd. I didn't even see you run forward until it was too late. Until you had thrown yourself in front of me. When I reacted, calling on the Force, it was to protect you, Jenza, not me. I wanted to push the droids back, but I was so angry. I didn't even realize what I had done. Not at first. Not even as you and Father and Ramil were thrown back. Not even as the crowd scattered, mob and mourners running for their lives. Running from me. Then Father came at me, lips drawn back into a snarl. I acted on instinct, ready to strike, my lightsaber drawn.
Dooku, no!
You stopped me, Jenza. Your cry stopped me. But it didn't stop him.
I'll kill you.
I could have fought back even as he pummeled me into the ground. Could have snapped his neck. But I knew that was wrong, even as Ramil pulled him away.
Dooku, are you...
Leave me alone.
We need to go.
I knew pushing Lean back was wrong, but all I cared about was you.
Jenza, I...
No, Dooku. Please, stay away.
But
I mean it.
And that's when I saw it, Jenza. The coffin lying on its side, the lid open, a mother's body. It was an accident, Jenza. You have to believe me. I tried to put it right.
Jenza, I'm sorry. Here, we can...
Leave her alone!
Jenza!
Your friend is right. You need to go.
But...
Just go, Dooku.
I expected Father to be angry, to sense his rancor and fear. But I never expected it from you. It haunted me even as the truth seeker sped from the sector. It haunts me to this day.
Need a sparring partner?
I am practicing.
So I can see. Put down the saber.
No.
I said put it down.
Oh. Why did you do that?
Because I need to ask you something.
What?
Do you trust me?
I'm sorry.
Do you trust me?
Yes.
Good. Sit with me. I've checked the Holonet and all official channels. There has been no mention of the fracas at your mother's funeral.
Fracas?
It is my opinion that Count Gora is suppressing the scandal. He won't want the Senate to know...
That I am his son.
How bad things have become on Sereno.
But when we tell the Council...
When we tell the Council, you will face a hearing, as will I, for allowing you to assault your family.
It was an accident.
I know, but I also know how the Council thinks. I will be shackled to the temple, Sifo Dyas reassigned.
But none of this is your fault.
Nor is it yours, Dooku.
Lean, the way Jenza looked at me...
She was confused, scared.
Master Yoda was right.
The past must be left alone.
You truly believe that?
Yes.
Then you should cease communication, as you promised the Council. At least until passions have cooled. I propose we keep this to ourselves. Count Gora obviously doesn't want the galaxy to know what happened.
But I failed. Master Yoda...
Master Yoda would overreact. And if he doesn't, the rest of the Council certainly will. Do the right thing, Dooku. Make amends.
I am truly sorry for what has happened between us, Jenza. You will never know how much I have cherished our friendship, how much I have relied on our communication. You have been my rock, my confidant. But now, it must end. I wish you well, Lady Jenza. You are a strong woman, stronger than you give yourself credit. May the Force be with you, now and forever.
I stare into the space where Dooku's hollow form had been, the rain hissing on the still warm projector.
What's wrong? Asajj?
Their story isn't over.
Well, obviously. He sent you to find her.
No, it's more than that.
Dooku's journal?
I shift under the cover of a cooling tower to protect the screen.
What are you looking for?
The Force will guide me. Here.
What is it?
The rest of the story. Lean is correct. I know she is, but it still hurts. And if we are to keep it from Yoda... This is it. The missing link.
Missing link?
If I am truly to serve Dooku, I must understand him. I thought I understood you. But I was obviously mistaken.
Asajj.
Don't you see? This is Dooku. The hollow letters, they were meant for someone else. But this was for him. His thoughts, his truth. The Force led me to them.
I led you to them. Oh, I forgot. I'm not real, am I?
No, you're not.
Then humor me. Tell me what it says. If I'm only a delusion, you'll be talking to yourself. Does that really matter? We all do it, after all.
Some more than most, it seems. I had thought that Lean would take me straight back to Coruscant. But she reminded me that we still had work to do. Her mission... In the Gordian Reach, or so I thought.
It turned out Lean had been somewhat economical with the truth. I don't know why I was so surprised.